really important. I just knew, I thought, I've been, well, not that situation, but I've been in a tiebreaker before you with Phil. So I knew I had it to keep going and keep going. And when he did it at 25, I went, please just hit the 25, do not go out. And then 80, then I hit the 125, and then he hit the 29, I thought, I've got you, I've got you. Just follow it up, and the 1-3, when the 1-3-1 went in, I wouldn't bother about it. Then I knew I had a massive lead, and then the 1-3-4, and I thought, that's done, game over, just finished now. And that was the best part of my game today, is finishing, which normally never is.
Yeah, we've not seen you produce your best in your first round performance at this William Hill World Championship. It is important to learn how to win games when you're not firing on all cylinders, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I proved to be finishing, but what I'm most happy about is I could have threw the towel in so many times, being 2-1 down, not one, I think one, seven, five legs up spin. But I managed to finish the second set, and I just showed how much my mental side of it has been working on. And I could have threw it in so many times. I was so calm through that game, which I'm really happy about. And I think that's why I won as well. So
you've got a huge opportunity in your bit of the draw. Ian White's already been knocked out, the world number 9. You've got Steve Beaton next. You're, as world number 8, your favourite to get to the quarterfinals here. This is a big, big chance for you, isn't it?
Oh, but I could have been favourite Walt then. If it's just only won it by one leg, I'd probably won more legs than me as well in the full match. He probably won at all, but it's what his sets playing in. It doesn't matter how many legs you win, it's how many sets you win. I'm not going to think that far. I'd love being a quarters, play Michael or whoever, but I've got a second round match first against Steve Beaton. That's not no walkover. Neither is either going to be Benito, Maxop or Dimitri. That'll be the last six. They're not walkovers, they're tough matches. And Jeff has just shown them, and myself, youngins, we're not scared anymore.
Is there any more pressure on you? Because, you know, I know you're hungry for success. You want to win big TV tournaments. You want to get in the Premier League. You want to be, you know, doing what a top 8 player in the world does and going all the way and people talking about you as potential champion. Does that put more pressure on you? Is it hard to deal with that?
No, I've told you before. I think if I start believing what they're saying, I'm just going to keep floating away and never play darts. I'll keep my feet firm on the ground, head out of the clouds. And just listen to what my dad tells me and stuff. I don't listen about all the hype my dad will tell me from rubbish, tell me if he played well. And that's the only person I listen to, and of course Anderson and Tommy Gilmore. But they'll tell me straight. Other people on social media, they just because your dad bet on you and they say you this, you that, they hype you up too much, and then when you lose, you're the worst player ever. It's stupid. So, and you listen to them three players.